her kneecap smacked into a tree trunk. She howled. Man laughed. Footsteps coming closer, faster, faster. She switched direction suddenly, working on memory only, and ripped her way across the earth. The gun, the gun, the gun! Somewhere around her, the gun. No! Richard Mann yelled suddenly. And then she knew she had him. She rolled on top of the 9mm and grabbed it with her bloodied fingertips. What are you going to do, Lorraine? Mann taunted breathlessly. Shoot it with your kneecaps? She said hoarsely with her back to him. Halt! Police! Hand it over, Lorraine. Be a good girl, and I promise I'll kill you quickly. Footsteps coming closer. Her wet, slippery fingers frantically trying to orient the heavy pistol, find the trigger. The sound of man's ragged breath bearing down on her. She couldn't see him, had little hope of aiming. Just tried to find the trigger. Pull it back. Do something, even if she only ended up winging his big toe. The gun slipped again. She was doomed. Man bending over her. Man rearing back his leg to kick her in the face. Halt! Police! Flashlights suddenly flooded the area. Rainey tried to focus her dirt-filled eyes. The lights were too bright, the voices too far away. Her fingers reclaimed the gun as she turned her head and saw Richard Mann gazing toward the lights. He was breathing hard. So was she. His face was ugly and mottled with rage. And hers? Fuck them, Richard Mann snarled. He reared back to wallop her in the head. And Rainey pulled the trigger. Richard Mann dropped to the earth, just as three other officers opened fire. Rainey rolled over. She lay 3 feet from Mann's body and watched the hate slowly dim and die out of his eyes. A moment later, Quincy came forward. Rainey knew him by his smell as he bent down and cradled her against his chest. "I came as fast as I could," he murmured. "I told you that I would." She could see the others now. Abe Sanders, Luke Hayes, Shep O'Grady, and Danny, standing with his father's arm around his thin shoulders and tears on his cheeks. "How did you find us?" she asked.
"Danny left us a trail with pieces of his T-shirt. He's been ripping them off and dropping them down his pants leg."
Danny said simply, "I'm smart." Rainey turned her face into Quincy's embrace then. His arms were warm, his heartbeat strong. He felt so nice. "I'm finally being held," she thought. And then she started to cry. She wept for Danny, who had caused so much death. And she wept for herself and what she knew she must do next.